105.3 Seaside FM. I'm Dorothy Rat, still out and about on a big field at Quest Village show today. Joined by Natty Norman. Hello, how are you doing today?
Hello, pleased to meet you.
Thank you very much. What are you doing here?
I'm performing the Punch and Judy show here at the show today. We've got the Crocodile, Mr. Punch, and of course Judy as well.
Okay, that sounds very interesting. Have you got a lot of people in the audience for this?
There has been lots and lots of children, adults as well. They love the Punch and Judy show. They love seeing the crocodile and Mr. Policeman as well. He's been trying to arrest Mr. Punch and tell him how naughty he's been today, because he's a bit of a naughty fella, is Mr. Punch. But in the end, all is right, and Mr. Punch is sorry for the bad things he's actually done. And he does a few good things in the end as well.
For how long are you doing this by now?
Right, how long have I been doing? I've been doing Punch and Judy for probably about the last 18 years, probably a little bit longer than that, if I have to sort of really think when I actually started. But Mr. Punch is many hundreds of years old. Obviously, Mr. Punch is much older than I am.
Is that your everyday job?
Yes, we perform in schools as well, playgroups as well. He's quite popular. Obviously, within the schools, we do a non-violent show, but traditionally, Mr. Punch is known for being a little bit violent with his slapstick of going around and killing people. But in this day and age, he tends to just knock people's hats off. That's all he seems to do.
Okay, and a word when it comes to your show, a word that is around is a swazzle. Maybe for the people who don't know what that is, what is a swazzle and why do you use it?
It used to be a very big secret of Mr. Punch's. It's Mr. Punch's special voice, and it sounds something like this. And there we are, that was Mr. Punch's voice.
Very cool. Have you practiced a lot to sound like this?
It does take a little bit of practice to get used to do the voice.
Okay, that is quite funny actually. And was that your only show today?
We've been doing a few balloons as well. Because of the bad weather, we've limited it to just the one show here today. Normally we would have done much more. We've had to work around because there's lots going on today. We've had the pipe band, the circus skills from Mr. Magic as well. So as I say, there's been lots going on today.
Pretty cool. For the people who haven't made it to come here, where can they see you next out and about?
I'm out and about various shows throughout the area. I get over towards Cleethorpes, the shows up in Bridlington as well, Subi as well, I know the Subi Gala as well, in this area as well, coming up very shortly.
Very good. So if people have missed you, they can come as well. Have you got a website?
I have got a website. Today you probably view me through the Mr. Magic Entertainment's website as well.
Okay, so if you're interested, just look up the website and you will know what we were talking about. Thanks a lot for joining me today. It was absolutely interesting. I wish you a lot of fun with all your show and the things that are going on here. Thanks a lot. This was Dorothy Rahn for 105.3 Seaside FM.